Most of my patients and correspondents with musical hallucinations have had hearing loss, in many cases severe. Many, but not all of them, have also had some sort of noise in the ear, rumbling, hissing, or other forms of tinnitus, or, paradoxically, recruitment, an abnormal and often unpleasant loudness of certain voices or noises. Sometimes additional factors seem to push the person over a critical limit, an illness, or surgery, or a further decrement in hearing. That said, about a fifth of my correspondents have no significant hearing loss, and only about 2% of those who do have hearing loss develop musical hallucinations. But given the number of aging people with advancing deafness, this means potentially hundreds of thousands of people are candidates for musical hallucinations. A majority of my correspondents are elderly, and there is a considerable overlap between the elderly and the hard of hearing. So, while neither age nor hearing loss alone is sufficient to cause auditory hallucinations, the conjunction of an aging brain with hearing impairment or other factors may push a frail balance of inhibition and excitation towards a pathological activation of the auditory and musical systems of the brain. Some of my correspondents and patients, however, are neither elderly nor hard of hearing. One was a boy of 9. There are very few documented cases of musical hallucinations in younger children, though it is not clear whether this represents the actual rarity of such hallucinations in children or their unwillingness or inability to speak of them. But Michael B. had very clear musical hallucinations. His parents said that these were constant, unrelenting, from morning to night. He hears one song after another. When he gets tired or stressed out, the music gets louder and distorted. Michael first complained of this when he was 7, saying, "I'm hearing music in my head. I have to check the radio to see if it's really on." But it seems likely that he first experienced it even earlier, for when he was 5, while traveling in the car, he would sometimes scream, cover his ears, and ask for the radio to be turned off, when it was not on. Michael could not turn his musical hallucinations down or off, though he could suppress or replace them to some extent by hearing or playing familiar music, or by the use of a white noise generator, especially at night. But as soon as he woke in the morning, he said, the music turned itself on. It can become almost unbearably loud if he is under pressure. He may scream at such times and seems to be in what his mother calls acoustic agony. He cries, "Take it out of my head! Take it away!" This reminded me of a story that Robert Jourdain relates about Tchaikovsky as a child, who was reportedly once found weeping in bed saying, "This music, it is here in my head. Save me from it." For Michael, there is never any holiday from the music, his mother stresses. He has never been able to enjoy the beauty of a quiet sunset, take a silent walk in the woods, quietly reflect, or read a book without hearing a band playing in the background. But he has recently started taking drugs to reduce cortical and specifically musical excitability, and he is beginning to show some response to this medication, though his music remains overwhelming. His mother recently wrote to me, "Last evening, Michael was very happy because his internal music stopped for about 15 seconds. This has never happened before." 3 years later, Michael's mother gave me the following update. Michael, who is now 12 and in 7th grade, continues to hear non-stop music. He seems to be better able to cope with it, unless he is under stress at school. Then he gets migraines, where the music gets very loud and jumbled up, as if someone were changing the dial between radio stations. Thankfully, these episodes have dramatically decreased in frequency this year. Interestingly, when Michael hears music, his brain automatically records it, and he can recall or play a piece even years later, as if he just heard it. He loves to compose his own music, and he has perfect pitch.